Okay, here's a parsha, not fully worked out thoughts because I only just noticed it, but a parsha Pesach, mild contradiction maybe in the Abarbanel. Okay.
Ooh, fun.
So the we talked a little bit about the Korban Todah yesterday. Now, one of the things that's unique with the Korban Todah is that there is 40 loaves that is brought with the Korban Todah. And unlike a normal shlamim, where you have 2 days to eat it, you only have 1 day to eat the Korban Todah. And the rationale that is proposed by many of the traditional commentaries is that the purpose of the Korban Todah is for you to thank God, and we want you specifically to invite other people to join in your simcha. Because then, as the Abarbanel explains on Al Atar, other Mepharshim say similar things as well. If we give you so much food, you'll be forced to bring other people. And if you're forced to bring other people, it's a good opportunity because you'll be Mepharshim the Nes that way. Right? If a whole bunch of people show up to your Suuda, so then many more people will know about the Nes. But there's an interesting line. He writes as follows. That's the other one the contradiction. One second. Let me pick up the right one. There we go. If it had been that the Todah was like a regular shlamim for 2 days and one night, that you could eat it. No one would bother inviting anybody. Because if you had 2 days and a night to eat the Todah, so you could eat it in one house. But since the Todah is a lot of meat and a lot of bread, a lot of loaves, whatever, and you only have 1 day, because if you don't call them, so everyone will make fun of you because you'll have so much notar and so much leftover stuff, and you'll have to burn it, and they'll say, why don't you just invite friends to eat it? So that's the Abarbanel. But he seems to be making a implicit connection to a different pasuk. What pasuk is he connecting this to? I don't know if you caught it, but he said that if we didn't only give you 1 day and one night, so then b'vayit echad ye'echel, it could be eaten in one house. Now, what is that? Where's that line from? Shmot Perek Yud Bet Pasuk Mem Vav Bevayet Echad Yechel Lo Totsi Min Abayit Ben Masar Chutza Ve'etzem Lo Tishperuvo. The Korban Pesach, the original, had to be eaten. You couldn't leave the house. And he seems to be quoting that pasuk. So at some level, he seems to be saying that this is the opposite of the Pesach, right? The Pesach you ate dafka in your house with your family. And the Todah, you're dafka not supposed to eat in your house. You're supposed to have so much food that you need to invite the entire world to eat from your Korban Pesach. Now, I could have said that's a beautiful idea, right? The Todah is meant to be a public celebration. And the Korban Pesach is dafka, or at least the original one, was supposed to be a celebration within the family unit. And that's why you have to eat it, you know, without leaving your house. And I think that would actually be a nice vort. There's a bit of a tension with this, as I said, though, because the Abarbanel himself, on that pasuk in Shmot, says, V'nei tziva shiyu ha'ochlem ha'sem yishvacha o shchuna achat l'fi shiyoter ne'udu la'adam shiyitchaber li'om mishter v'simcha b'vayit achat mikrovo v'shcheino k'oido ki'inu me'kalon mi'lech l'achol v'veito shulchano shim. It's not really a contradiction. I think it just, I'll take it back. It's not a contradiction. It fleshes out the point. He says, but even there, why should you eat in one house? Because it's nicer to eat it with your family and friends and neighbors than to go somewhere else, to a stranger's house. You shouldn't go out. Now, there's a bit of a tension because by Toda, he says, that which you do in your house is private. By the Karban Pesach, he says, the point is that it's family versus strangers. But it's still supposed to be a group because you need to eat the whole thing. Right? So the Karban Pesach, you still are inviting groups because you need as many people as it'll take to eat an animal. So in a certain sense, it's actually similar conceptually to the Toda. So there is a little bit of a tension. Because in our Parsha, he implies that the Karban Pesach was dafka of private affair. By Karban Pesach, he said, no, it's just not an affair of strangers, but it is an affair where you bring family and friends and neighbors. So there is that tension. If you wanted to resolve it, again, I don't think it's so... It's a stira. But maybe what he might be saying is that there are two models of celebrating, right? I mean, if you combine the two abarbanels, what you would get is that the Toda is meant to be, like when you want to thank God for a miracle that happened to you, you want to spread it far and wide. And therefore, it's not just your close, intimate friends. It's, you know, as many people as you need to bring in. The Karban Pesach, you could have said, is meant to be private. His argument is it's not private per se, but it's meant for a group, but an intimate group. And maybe that's what he's getting at, right? I mean, again, you could just say that there's a contradiction. In one place, he implies that the Karban Pesach is a private affair. The other he implies is that it's a public affair. The alternative is to say that they are nuanced differences. That the Toda... And again, there is a certain logic to this. The Toda, where I'm really thanking God for a miracle, you know, it's like you get up in shul, you say Hagomel, you want your whole community, not necessarily the people you're close to, but you want to get the word out. The Karban Pesach, as much as it's a celebration of a miracle, and I think this is the key, it's not as much a publicizing the miracle, as much as it is the forging of a Brit in light of the miracles, in light of the relationship with God that you want to enter into, because of the experience, because of what God did for you. And maybe that type of experience, it's good to have family and friends, but that type of relationship forging requires a more intimate group. But again, the corrective, it's not a private group per se, as much as it is an intimate group where there's already a relationship there, rather than the Toda, which is meant just to scream in the streets, God did a miracle for me. So maybe that's the difference. But again, I do think there is a little bit of a tension between these two formulations. But I think you could resolve it. And that would force you, as I said, to think a little bit more about the different ways in which we publicize miracles or celebrate miracles. Sometimes when we think the best way of doing that is in public, and sometimes where the best way is sort of turning inwards and redoubling our efforts in instilling that relationship with God in our inner circle. And according to Barbanel, it seems like Pesach is the latter. I feel like this is a good vort. You know, if I, like all these vorts, if I just need to start giving vorts on COVID-19 and Pesach, this is a good vort for it. That it's meant for the internal units. It's nice, obviously, to have friends and family, but fundamentally, it's the Karban Pesach, it's a celebration that should be done in the intimate small unit. Again, that doesn't really help, because it's clear that unit is not just yourself. The unit is your family and friends. We don't even get that this year, but I don't need to turn every Dvar Torah into at least a full coronavirus Dvar Torah, so I'll stop there.